grateful heart.
With a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you, proclaiming, Lord, you reign.
Oh, with a grateful heart.
With a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you, proclaiming, Lord, you reign.
Oh, you reign. We sing.
Too consistent to leave me halfway. Thank you, Lord. What you start, you always finish. And I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. What you start, you always finish. What you start, you always finish.
and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me.
Sing it one more time. What you start,
what you start, you always finish. And I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me.
You're lovely, Jesus.
there is power in covenant. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to have you in the house of the Lord this wonderful day that the Lord God Almighty has made for you and I to rejoice and be glad. Amen. Amen. Today is the last day of the feast called Rosh Hashanah. But it dawned on me this evening, just about an hour or two ago, that it's also a very special day for us as a church. Because today, September the 8th, was when we first had our first service as a church. Hallelujah. So it's, in a sense, an anniversary for us too. And it spells new beginnings. Amen? Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord is going to have an encounter with us today, and we are going to have an encounter with the Lord today because this is an appointed time. It was not scheduled, but after we had put the 6th and the 7th together, the Lord, after we've done all the printing and everything was all in place, all of a sudden I started hearing something in my spirit. There is one more day. There's one more day. What is that day going to be? Well, it is a day for impartation. I want you to ready yourself to receive what you need for the new year. Amen? Let me say that again. Today you're going to receive what you need for the new year. I'll say it a third time. Today you are going to receive what you need for the new year. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every family represented right here tonight is going to receive something from God. For you and your children and your children's children. For God will be a God of covenant to every one of us. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you ready for your miracle? For you and for your children? Hallelujah. To receive everything that you need, fully equipped. What does that mean? It means that God is going to bring you into an awareness because he has already blessed us, hallelujah, with all spiritual blessings already in heavenly places. But you remember that scripture where God asked Abraham for the sacrifice of his son. When he laid the son on the altar, the Bible says he looked up and he saw behind him the ram. Let me say that again. He looked up and he saw behind him. How do you look up and see behind you? That's not natural. It takes a supernatural sense of awareness to log in and to lock into the things of God so that you see the opportunities that God has available for you. Because if you don't, you will sacrifice the wrong thing. Let me say that again. If you don't see clearly, you will sacrifice the wrong thing. Even though it was what God asked you for. God asked him for Isaac, didn't he? But that's not really what God wanted. It was first a call to obedience. Come on. It is first a call to obedience. The Word of God says obedience is better than what? sacrifice. And how are you going to obey if you are not fully in tune with what God is saying now? Not what God said, but what God is saying. I need to be locked into what God is saying, because in locking into what God is saying, I protect myself from wrong decisions. Hello? I pray that you're hearing me. Because if there is a year that you need to hear God, you're stepping into the decade of that. We need to be very aware, present, not wishful thinking, but knowing that we know that we know that we know that we know what God said. And God doesn't just speak, He keeps on speaking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know that when you're driving from point A to point B, that sometimes there are left turns and right turns, and sometimes there might be a U-turn? Well, if you don't know that, you're going to get lost. And God doesn't want any one of us to get lost. He wants us to arrive at our destination, because we are a people of destiny. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, yesterday, we continued on the subject of partnering with God. First, we settled the issue of humility, and then we started talking about obedience to the Word of God and connecting with God, walking in love with God, hearing the voice of God. The Lord Jesus Christ said He couldn't do anything without the Father. Is that what He said? Well, let us pick up. Let me not repeat what I talked about yesterday. Let me pick up from some aspect of it. John 14, let's start from there. John 14, verse 12. The Lord says to us, He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. He that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also." That is a statement, a factual statement. And he goes on and says, "And greater works than these, than what you see me doing, shall you do." Shall he do? Who does these greater works? The one that believes in him. Hallelujah. Why? Because I go unto my Father. And now that I go unto my Father, remember the word of the Lord is that I and the Father will come and make our abode in you. Why? Because you're obeying my commandments. Now, let's get this straight right here. Stop thinking human. Let me say that again. Stop thinking human. Let me say it a third time. Stop thinking human, because you are more than human. You are the God kind. Some say, "I am the God kind," because I was created in the image and the likeness of God. Amen? We started acting as men when we fell. We became human when man fell. Before that, he was the God kind, created in the image and the likeness of God. And whatever God births is like him. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen a dog that looks like a goat? A giraffe that looks like a horse? No? Well, goats look like goats. Horses look like horses. Hallelujah. and God birthed you, you look like him. Praise the Lord. Say it with me. I am of the God kind, created in the image and likeness of God, a manifestation of God in the earth. Hallelujah. And guess what? All of creation is waiting for that. They're waiting for us to become who we are supposed to be. Let's not keep the earth waiting anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the manifestations of who he is. Praise the Lord. Verse 13 says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, whatever it is you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Praise the Lord. And when we hear that, we think primarily of the fact that God is just going to jump in and do whatever it is that we're asking him to do. But that's not the sense, even though God does sometimes does that, but that's not the sense that God wants us to understand this. Because the Lord Jesus Christ says, whatever I see the Father doing, that's what I do. Amen? So what is he saying to us then? He's saying, when I ask him for something, he's going to start doing it in the heavenlies, and my eyes need to be open to see what he's doing, and I do the same thing. Praise the Lord. Basically, what I'm doing is mimicking the Father. You understand mimicking, right? Okay. You know, there's this funny commercial. I've forgotten some insurance then. There's this guy that looks like his dog. I don't know if you've seen it. And he raises his cell phone, and the dog raises his paw, and he starts scratching his head, and the dog is scratching. And when you look at these two, they look alike. I say, wow, whoever bought this dog for this guy, he bought a look-alike. Well, the dog is mimicking him, and he's mimicking his dog. Well, what the idea is this, that we are mimickers of God. What are we mimicking? What he's doing. Why are we mimicking him? Because we see what he's doing. That is supernatural eyesight. We are saying what he says. Supernatural hearing. Our judgment is not based on what we see in the natural. Our judgment is based on what his judgment is. Hallelujah. So let's take it to John chapter 5. I will talk about the prayer of faith and how we are working that particular aspect. But let's look at John, the Gospel of John chapter 5 and verse 17. He says, but Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. My Father is working, therefore I'm working. Somebody say partnership. Amen. Because whatever the Father is doing does not happen in the earth realm until somebody does it in the earth realm. And we are born again by the Spirit of God so that we can see what he's doing and we start repeating it here on the earth. Remember the statement, and I'll go there in just a moment, of Nicodemus when he said to the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, nobody can be doing what you're doing, talking about the miracles of the Lord, except that God be with him. Yeah? Actually, let's go there for a quick moment and we'll come back to John 5, 17. The Gospel of John chapter 3. This is the discussion of Nicodemus and Jesus. The Gospel of John chapter 3. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, too. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these, what? Miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. So what is the context and what is the subject and what is the point that's being addressed by Nicodemus? Miracles. Yes? What is the response of the Lord? Verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom of God. So the reason why you see me doing the miracles is because I see. Born again is not about my life is changed. No. Yes, your life is changed, but it's about being able to see. In the natural, I see naturally, but being born again causes me to see the kingdom of God, the reign of God, the authority and the power of God. So I know solutions to problems. Even though in the natural it doesn't seem possible, I see something. And until you see, you really don't know how to pray. You really don't know how to pray. It's hit and miss. But when you see, you know it is done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The word of God is very clear. So he says, you got to see the kingdom of God. That's how the miracles happen. That's the secret ingredient. And that's why we need to be able to see so we can align ourselves with the will of God and see thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Because there is a will of God in heaven that needs to be made manifest in the earth. And the only way that which is in heaven is going to be made manifest in the earth is because I am speaking in agreement, aligning myself with what God is saying, and that's the way it gets downloaded. Hallelujah. We've got to download the file, virus-free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? All right. Let's go back to John 5. He says, Jesus answered him, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Verse 18, Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself what? Equal with God. Now, when we talk about the Feast of Atonement, we talk about this issue of equality. Now, this equality is not that you become God, but it's an equality in the sense that God gives you the quality of God. God gives you the what? Quality of God. But you're still aligning yourself with him. And that's why it's important to be humble. Because when we think it's us, God says, okay, I will bring you, I'll take you a few pegs down so you learn to understand who the boss is. And the boss is not you, it's me. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you are going to do, you do because of my ability. Verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can what? Do nothing. Who is the Son? Jesus. So Jesus can do nothing of himself. But what he what? Seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Remember what I talked about mimicking? Now that's it. And God is calling you and I to partnership. Saying, I want you to be my partner. I do this, you do the same thing. Praise the Lord. The heavens, even the heavens, they belong unto the Lord, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. Let's go on. For the Father, this is key, the Father loveth the Son. Remember what the word that we got yesterday about this love of God, that God loves the Son, and the same love he has for the Son he has for us. Yes? So if the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, the Father who loves us like he loves the Son will also show to us what he doeth. Hallelujah. So, if you ask me for something, I'm going to do something, and what I'm doing, I'm going to show to you so you can do the same thing like I'm doing. Praise the Lord. And he will show him, what's that word? Greater. He will show him greater. He who believes in me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works. Why? Because God is going to show us. Now, what then is the greater? The greater is this. Jesus, our Lord, was in Palestine. And he healed right there in Palestine, in the Galilee, in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem, in Capernaum. And when he did not see the Father doing something outside of his assignment, he said, woman, you're a dog. We don't give the food that belongs to the children, to dogs. But the woman, are you ready for this? This is the incredible aspect of God, that God knows what he wants to do, but there are people that can break in by the language of faith and cause God to do what God didn't plan on doing. Jesus did not see that woman healed or the child healed. That's not what the Father was doing. But the woman broke through. And Jesus says, I've not seen this kind of faith. This is a woman that broke through because she believed that whatever God is doing for anybody, that God can do for her too. Hallelujah. Yes, it is true. Healing belongs to the children. But the crumbs that fall off the table, shouldn't the dog eat out of that? Jesus couldn't argue with that because that's the way it is. Your problem is solved. Come on. I can hold anything back from you. But Jesus says to us, our Lord says to us, he says, and he will show him greater works than these that ye may marvel. God is bringing us to a place where we are going to marvel. Because what we've seen, we've not seen that before. Hallelujah. The world is about to experience God in another dimension because we are partners with the Most High God. Hallelujah. Next verse says, for as the Father raiseth up the dead, who raised up the dead? The Father. and quickened them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Who wills? What the Father wills. I am in agreement with that will, and therefore we raise the dead. So, this sickness is not unto death. But he had not seen the Father raising Lazarus up yet. But when it was time to raise up Lazarus, and he had instruction to go to Bethany, he went there. And he says, Father, I know you hear me always, but because of these people who are standing by, I say, Lazarus, come forth. Why? Because now he's seen it. He and the Father are one. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, he who believes in me will not, shall not die. And he's saying, do you believe this? And God is saying to us today, what are you going to believe about me? If I tell you something, are you going to believe that what I said is the truth? And stop using your natural mind, your carnal mind, to cancel out what I am saying. Now, that's a challenge for every one of us. Because we know what we're used to, the natural. But God is inviting us to the realm of the supernatural. Amen? And therefore, if I am going to operate in the supernatural, I've got to bring the super to my natural. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many are willing to do that tonight? Say, God, I need your super on my natural so that I can operate in a dimension of favor and grace and authority like never before. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 30 of John 5. What does he say? He says, I can of mine own self do what? Nothing. In other words, I am under authority. Guess who recognized that? A centurion. A centurion says, you're a man under authority. Just like me. And I say to this one, go there, and they go there, and this one do this, and they do that. He says, just speak the word only, and my servant is going to be healed. Because I'm under authority. What does that mean, being under authority? It means that you are humble. You are under an authority. He says, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. I make judgments based on what I hear. And my judgment is just, all right, because I seek not my own will. I seek not my own what? Will. I'm not seeking my own will. But the will of the Father which hath sent me. The Lord says, even as the Father sent me, so send I you. Yeah? As the Father hath sent me, so send I you. Let me say that again. As the Father hath sent me, so send I you. In the same, with the same grace, with the same authority, with the same power, just like the Father sent me, I am sending you. God is not going to send us to do anything that he cannot address. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Where did the time go? First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. He says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So who gives the increase? God. What are we supposed to do? Plant and water. And then God does his part. If we don't plant, there's nothing to increase. It goes on in verse 7. It says, so then, neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. That's the one that is important in this equation. Verse 8. Now he that planted and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Verse 9, for we are what? Laborers together with God. We're partners. You see it? We are partners with God. And our partnership is in the fact that we are sowing and watering. And God does his part, brings forth the increase. He says, ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Ye are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Why is that the case? Why are we his building? Because we are his temple. And he comes and he abides in us. This is the temple of the living God. This is God's house. Yes, this is God's house, but bigger than that is this. You cannot contain God in these four walls. But God lives inside of you because you are bigger on the inside than the whole thing. Amen? Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, we read these powerful words. For we are his workmanship. We are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus. We are created in Christ Jesus. Now, don't take that statement lightly, because what it's saying is that we're not created outside Christ. All right? In order, we were created in a pollution-free environment. Hallelujah. No pollution. And we were created with an incorruptible seed. We did not receive religion. We received a call to a relationship. We are the church going to church. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is just a place where the church gathers together. The ecclesia. The senate of God. The governing force of God. Do you know that's what you are? You are part of God's government. And every one of us has a particular part in a particular department. Amen? You serve in a particular department. I need to know what my department is and focus on my department. Praise the Lord. And I carry my office by his grace to do whatever it is that I need to do. And recognize that in this department, there are very many diversities. Very many different aspects of it. This person, you might be, let's say, for example, you are in the procurement department of the federal government or the provincial government or even a business, or you're part of the human resources department. In that human resources department, there are different categories of that are set up in that particular department, and each person does their part. Yes? Well, the same thing in the realm of the spirit. Right here in this church, I have my role to play. I cannot play other people's roles. I might, try, but grace is not more abundant for that particular area because that's not my assignment. And that means that everybody here needs to find out what their assignment is. You know, if Glory and Peace Church is the church that God called you to, you have an assignment that you need to play, something, a role that you need to play, and you need to find that particular position, lock into it, and find out who it is that you are connected to in that particular aspect or department. How many of you ever put puzzles together? Well, a puzzle, except if it is at the edges, has to have contact with some other puzzle on the right, some another one on the left, one at the bottom, one at the top. True? And in connecting with those that are connected to you, which doesn't necessarily mean that you are, what's the word that I want to use? Similar, because if you are similar, you cannot fit. It is your difference that makes you fit. Yes? Okay. So God has a particular flavor to you. And you need to know what your flavor is in the body. Not everything in the cake is salt or sugar or flour or eggs or oil or butter, but all of them, though different, and even though individually you don't want to eat butter, do you? How many people here like to drink oil? How many people like to just eat a handful of sugar? Definitely, you really love eating flour, right? By themselves, they don't taste that good. But when you bring it together, voila, you got cake. Yummy, yummy, yummy. And Brah Al will want some Coke with that. What's the point, Pastor? The point is, we are individuals, but it's in our partnership that our real genius comes out. If you are not thriving, it's because you are doing it by yourself. I cannot function as a pastor by myself. There are so many people that I'm connected to that give me voice. And everyone that's connected to me needs to help me accomplish whatever it is that I'm accomplishing. Are you ready for this? When a part is not doing their part, it is damaged and it has to be replaced. Because God has an agenda, He has something He wants to accomplish. And if you're not doing your part, He'll pick you out and replace you with somebody else that will do what they need to do to accomplish the greater vision. Because God is not looking for same old. He wants to do greater. Hello? Someone say, I'm a partner with God. I'm a partner in the body of Christ. So we're partnering with God, but we're partnering with each other. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, greater works, good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Walk in what? In the good works. Hallelujah. This is God's plan. Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6. Isaiah is being spoken to and challenged. God reveals the heart of Isaiah to him by showing him his splendor. Isaiah chapter 6. Let me go through that real quick. He says, in the year that King Uzziah died, King Uzziah is the one who operated in the spirit of pride. He was doing very well, and then he became arrogant. So arrogant that he went against the priesthood and was stricken with leprosy right from his head, right through, and was banished, thrown out, and was banished. And because of his activities, his children and his children's children got impacted, and they locked up the house of God. They locked it tight. But in the year that King Uzziah died, he says, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. So these are a particular angelic class called the seraphims. And they had wings that covered their face, wings that covered their feet, and with two wings they flew. And one cried to the other and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy, holy. The whole earth is filled with the glory of God. It says, and the post of the door moved. The post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. You might call that holy smoke. Yeah? Hallelujah. Then said I, "Woe is me." When he saw the glory of God, when he saw these beings crying out holy and the shaking that was taking place, he saw his sinfulness. He says, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I speak gobbledygook nonsense. I'm saying the wrong things. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes," watch this now, "mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Point. We're talking about seeing what God is doing so that we can do. The first thing that happens to us when we see what God is doing is we recognize right away that we are not worthy, and that it is his grace and his mercy that makes us worthy. Amen? So what is the first thing God does? An angel is dispatched, and he says in verse 6, he says, "Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar." What is this altar? This is the altar of prayer. Remember one of the things that God said he wants to do for us this year, and this is one of the things we're going to be equipped with tonight, is the grace to pray. An anointing for prayer. Praise the Lord. Why is that important? Because we have come through the two wards. And we are coming through the place of the Iron Gate. But what was happening? There were saints that were busy praying for the deliverance of Peter. And when Peter finally showed up, they couldn't believe their eyes. No, it's not possible. Well, that's what's going to happen to a lot of us. That we're going to get some answers and we say, nah, get out of here. It didn't happen. No. Really? No. Come on. Come on. Are you sure? But what were you praying about? Exactly what God just did. Well, the tongues need to come off that altar to purge our tongues. Because the power of life and death is in the tongue. And that tongue is powered by our thinking. And as a man thinketh, so is he. So God is going to have to purge our thinking because it's causing us to see clearly. So this angel comes with a tongue off of the altar. Verse 7 says, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity, the old pattern is taken away, and thy sin purged. Why? Because I want to dispatch you. Hallelujah. You're going to take my word out. He says, he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lord, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. And verse 8, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I what? Send. What is he looking for? He's looking for a partner. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. I wonder if there are people here tonight that are going to say, God, purge my lips, send me. Send me. I'm willing to go. Go do what? Preach the gospel of truth. Tearing down the strongholds of the enemy and declaring the lordship of the Most High God. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 5, Hebrews 10 and verse 5, the Lord tells us something about this partnership deal. He says, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. God prepared me a body. Why? He wants to send me. When I came into the world, he prepared me a body. And God is going to prepare a body suitable for the assignment that you and I are about to embark on. In John 3 and verse 16, we see this word of God. It says, God so loved the world that he what? Gave his only begotten son. Who is his begotten son? His partner for salvation, for deliverance. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. This is the key. You've got to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. And everyone that loveth him, this is key, that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. The one that begat is the Father. anyone that loves the Father also loves the Son. Praise the Lord. Verse 2. By this we know, let me back up a little bit. Whoever loves the Father loves the Son. Yes? And so there are people who go about and say, I love God. But you talk to them about Jesus. I don't know about Jesus, but I love God. Well, you cannot love God the Father and not love the Son. Let me leave that alone for now. But this we know, by this we know that we love the children of God. Now we're talking about loving God the Father and we love the Son. And now it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love whom? God. So in essence, my love of God is demonstrated as a love for you. If I don't walk in love with God, then I cannot truly love you. That makes sense? Okay. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. So if I'm not keeping the commandments of God, I don't love you. Why? Because my example deters you from living the life that God wants you to live. I become a stumbling block to you. That makes sense? What we are not called to do is be a stumbling block to each other. We want to love God. Verse 3. For this is the love of God. This is the love of God. This is the love of God that we keep His what? Commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. They are not irksome. They are not burdensome. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Whatsoever overcometh, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God is victorious over the world. Yes? That's why it's an overcomer. Overcometh the world, even our what? Faith. Are you ready for this? What is God saying when He says, even our faith? Remember, faith comes by what? Hearing. So, whatsoever is born of God because we are born with an incorruptible seed. So, if we've been born by an incorruptible seed and the seed is the Word of God, yeah? The seed is the Word of God. Is that what the Word of God says? Remember this parable of the sower? Jesus is in, He said, the seed is the Word of God. Guess what the Word of God is saying about he that is born of God? He's saying that when you got born again by the Word, you became the representation of the Word. Oh. I am the Word. Walk in. Live in. Don't doubt what God says. That's what God says about you. And you and I become proud and arrogant when we doubt what God says. I don't believe that. That's what it's saying. Even our faith. You don't believe it? Verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Who is he that overcometh the world? The one that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Word of God. And it is the Word that created all things. Hallelujah. You are Word made, created by the Word of God, and you have the capacity to live out the God life without limitations. Praise God. Someone say, I will be everything God says I am. Not by my might, nor by my power, but by His Spirit. the word of God is spoken into my life, and I am a manifestation of that word. Hallelujah. Now, because you are word made, because you are connected to God and all of that, remember the statement of the Lord, whatever it is you ask the Father in my name, he will do it. Okay, let's go to verse 14. 1 John 5 and verse 14. He says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, in God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. But what are we asking according to his will? What we are asking according to his will is founded in the foundation of what we are seeing. So I need supernatural eyesight, so I'm dead on, in alignment. Praise the Lord. In alignment. I'm aligned with God, and I am representing God, a God who cannot fail. And because God cannot fail, I cannot fail. Do you receive that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 15 says, and if we know that he hears us, if we know that he hears us because we are on the same wavelength, yeah? If I have a radio on me and you have a phone on you and I'm talking to the radio, will you hear me on your phone? No. This is a broadcast thing, but it has to be connected. We have to be in the same frequency, flowing the same system. And God is saying to us that he hears us. Why does he hear us? Because we are in the same frequency. Amen? Now, if I were on television, okay, there is, right now, we've got, right here in this room, right this very moment, we've got CBC, we've got CJOB, we've got NBC, we've got CNN, we've got Fox News. Do you believe that? So how come I cannot see it or hear it? Because I don't have the equipment. Yeah? Okay. But once I get the equipment, I can hear. I can see. Because we're on the same frequency. It is not that God is not broadcasting. It's that you are not tuned in to the right frequency. That makes sense? Put your hand on your head, covering your ears. Say, Father, I receive the fine-tunement of being on the right frequency with you at all times. I can hear you. I can see you. I am blessed because I am on the right frequency. Amen. See, he says the world cannot receive the Spirit because they cannot see. But once you're on the right frequency, you can see. God is going to open your eyes to see clearly. Just like you can see that screen right this very moment, you'll be able to see exactly what is happening. Hallelujah. It's like a movie playing right in front of you. Praise the Lord. Touch your eyes. I receive supernatural eyesight to see clearly. Just like I can see naturally, I will from this day see into the realm of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The ability to see with an override. the prophet was with his servant, and the servant was seeing the army that had come against them. But the prophet was seeing something. He said, there be more with us than they that be with them. He said, what are you talking about? There's just two of us here, man. What are you talking about? There's more. He said, Lord, just open his eyes. And when his eyes were open, he said, hi, I see it. The whole place was filled with chariots of fire. Glory be to God. You and I are going to see into the realm of the Spirit. An awakening. Praise the Lord. Awake you that are asleep, are slumbering. Awake. No blurry vision. Clear, sharp, 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 sharp. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. You know why is that important? Because God doesn't want us to waste time guessing, checking this door. Is it in door number one or door number two? No, I can see behind the gate. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Do you receive that word? Amen. What is God sending us to do? Mark 16. Mark 16, beginning to read from verse 16. We're talking about partnership. And our partnership is going to be linked up to our ability to hear and our ability to see. He says, he that believeth and is baptized. The word baptized is the word baptizo. That means that you dipped. You see, okay. This possibly was white once upon a time. And then it got dyed and it became black. The white dipped inside a black dye caused both to become one. Are you with me? The word baptism, the word baptizo, is the same. It was a textile word. When you dipped one thing into the other, and they took on the same color, same character. So he says, he that believeth and is baptized or becomes one with me shall be saved. Our salvation is in our oneness with God. Hallelujah. But he that believeth not shall be what? Damned. So when we are not one with God, we die. The Lord is coming for his own. And I need to be part and one with him. Amen? If you're not, you're not going to make it. Then it goes on and says in verse 17, and this sign shall follow them that what? Believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. That's powerful. I don't have time to go on to that one today. They shall speak with new tongues. That's a new talk. That's a new language. That's a language that the devil does not understand. Amen? You speak in mysteries. The first day that I spoke in tongues, I saw a tower, a broadcasting tower. I'm on my knees, I'm speaking in tongues. I'm just speaking in tongues. And my eyes are open and I see these demons all running hector skelter all over the place. What is he saying? What is he saying? I think he's saying that we are going to be destroyed right away. Go, 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 go! They scattered all over the place. I didn't know what I was talking about, but in the spirit I was speaking mysteries. Hallelujah. Get some demons to start running because they don't understand what you're talking about. Try sometime. Somebody's, you know, trying to disturb you, you know, in the street or wherever, and you start speaking in tongues. Rabba shandereboko sata. You're putting a curse on me! They'll take off on you. They will take off. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can have fun in God. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Who are these? Believers. Who are these believers? We come in. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall what? Recover. 19. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Is that where he's sitting right now? Sitting at the right hand of God. But where are you sitting? Same place. Wow. You mean when he rose again from the dead, he rose with you? Far above all principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and all spiritual wickedness? Amazing. We seated in Christ at the right hand of God. And watch the next verse. And they went forth and preached in some places. Everywhere. Why? The Lord working with them and confirming the word with what? Signs following. Amen. Period. Some say, I'm a partner with God to demonstrate the power of God in the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. You receive that word? Then give a good clap offering unto the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Now we're going to do this. I was hoping to finish long before this, but this is what we're going to do next. Let's get our offering time off. Just come, honor God with your giving, and this Rosh Hashanah, release that special offering that God has placed in your hand. And while that is happening, if you can please put, like we normally do, the next conference that's going to come up, if you have the flyer or the promo for that, just put that up so that people can see the dates and get themselves ready. And then I'm going to have us line up. Those of you who are at home that are not here, we're going to cut off from you in just a moment. But before we do that, we're going to ask you to take a bottle of oil. Just grab a bottle of oil because you're going to anoint yourself right where you are this evening. There's going to be an impartation. We're going to pray general prayer, and then so that we don't keep the line on forever, we're going to let you go after about 5 or 10 people have come through. We're going to cut off from Zoom, or rather from YouTube and Facebook, but we're going to leave the people on Zoom intact. So if you want to continue with us, you might have to shift from Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms and go to the Zoom connection so that you can participate via Zoom, because we are going to make that shift. All right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's come. Let's honor God with our giving. Tonight, you're going to be representing not just yourself. You're going to be representing your family. God wants us saved, and not just us, but our household. Amen? We're going to believe God for household salvations today. We're going to believe God for breakthroughs for every one of us as the people of God that He has anointed and called out of darkness into His marvelous light. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to receive tonight an anointing to be persons of prayer. Prayer is necessary, and prayer, when you are and I are going to pray effectively, it will be because we're hearing and we're seeing. Praise the Lord. And what you see, no matter how long it takes, you stick with it. And you will see the manifestation of it. So there's going to be an impartation to pray. We need a prayer anointing. We're going to receive supernatural eyesight, supernatural ability to hear, supernatural grace to love each other, and supernatural grace to be obedient to God's directives for our lives. Because when we are obedient to the call and graces of God, there is nothing we cannot do. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. So we are going to accomplish divine purpose. And I believe tonight that there are going to be bondages that are going to leave lives. Yokes are going to be destroyed by the anointing. Amen? Freedom from things that have plagued our lives and held us in bondage or captive. Today, the captivity ends. Praise the Lord. The stronghold of iniquity is purged. Praise the Lord. So that we can experience the fruitfulness of God. This year, 5782, is a year of the open mouth. And not just the open mouth, but an open mouth that speaks. So we are going to receive the ability to speak the word of God. Prophesy. Prophesy. And when we prophesy, we're saying things that are founded on truth, and that truth is canceling out whatever the enemy is trying to say. Amen? Hallelujah. And Psalm 65 tells us that God crowns our year. He crowns our year with His goodness. Praise the Lord. And I want you to be ready to receive that grace in your life, that your year is crowned with the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. Are you ready? You have your communion ready? Okay. So we're going to declare the blessings of the Lord. Those of you at home, hold that bottle. I'm going to ask Mama to come stand with me at this point. And this is your passage, Psalm 65 and verse 11. Thou crownest the year. And Rosh Hashanah is the crown of the year. But the interesting thing about the crown of the year is that the crown of the year not only represents the beginning of the year, but it also represents the end of the year. So you get crowned on both sides. Amen? And crowns have to do with kingdoms. Praise the Lord. So you and I are going to experience God's goodness. I am crowned with the goodness of God, and my parts will drop with fatness or fruitfulness, prosperity. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Okay. We're going to do this. And then we're going to pray over the bottles of oil that those who are at home are holding, and release the anointing. And then we're going to encourage you to come. And we're just going to touch you. But the things that I've proclaimed already are the things that are going to come into you. And above all of that, whatever it is specifically that you need for this new year that you and I have stepped into, whatever it is that you need, you are going to be resourced, and you're going to see that resource come to play. Faith is going to rise up inside of you when you're challenged by certain things that you did not have faithful before. All of a sudden, is that all? Get out of here. You're not going to disturb me. I have the joy of the Lord. I'm the child of God. And you start speaking things that you didn't used to speak is because of what's going to happen to you right this very moment today. Amen? Someone say, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ. Amen. All right. Now, rise for a moment. Let's take off the body. This is the body of the Lord. He said a body was prepared for him. As we take of this body and we eat, let our bodies be prepared for the assignment God has for us. We are made more than conquerors, and the victory is ours in Jesus' mighty name, because we have been born of God. Take and eat. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus called the wine his blood. Blood, his blood is his covenant promise for us. It's called the cup of blessing.
Hallelujah.
So everything about your life may be blessed.
Amen.
As you take up this today, may you be in health.
Amen.
And may you be in prosperity.
Amen.
May you be in wealth.
Amen.
May you be in peace.
Amen.
May you be in the realm of the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
That you can see, you can hear, and you can speak clearly.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Utterance will be granted.
Hallelujah.
Eyesight will be given.
Amen.
Hearing will be heard. Say, let those who have ears hear what the Spirit is saying.
Yes, Lord.
You will hear. Receive in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody say, I can see.
I can see.
I can hear.
I can hear.
I can speak.
I can speak.
Say, I can see.
I can see.
I can hear.
I can hear.
And I can speak.
I can speak.
If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Take.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore.
Now let's line up real quickly. After about 5 or 10 people, we're going to cut off from the rest of the world that are listening by streaming on YouTube and Facebook, but we are going to leave those who are on Zoom alone, okay? Now take your oil, those of you that are at home that have the oil, take a hold of that oil. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I declare that fresh oil will be poured upon the lives of your sons and your daughters.
Amen.
And everything that pertains to them.
Yes.
Lord, let your finger touch this oil.
Amen.
Energize it.
Amen.
With the energy of heaven.
Amen.
Of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, let this oil cause your people to experience healing, deliverance, breakthroughs, Lord of God, in every area of their lives. Let strongholds collapse even now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let wholeness be established for your people.
Yes.
We declare, O God, that your promises, which are yes and amen,
yes,
will be made manifest in the lives of your children today.
Yes.
That even as oil, the oil of anointing, was used to anoint kings, Lord, O God, that this oil, O God, will be an anointing, Lord, O God, that will cause your people to operate as kings, as priests, as princes, because of your anointing.
Yes.
The anointing that destroys yokes,
yes,
and removes burdens. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Blessed Father, be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God who answers prayers and a God who speaks your prophetic declarations over your people. Let thy kingdom come, and let it now be unto us according to thy word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, this, have you come on the line? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just receive your breakthrough. Yes, we'll touch you and you just move on. Everything that God wants to do in your life is happening right now. You've demonstrated faithfulness in the house of God, and He shall demonstrate His faithfulness towards you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just come. We bless you. Be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Here. Okay. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Baby, be blessed in the mighty